A somber Bangi moon paused in silence before a wreath of white roses and lilies placed beneath the UN flag that was flying over the mission's headquarters last Tuesday when the quake struck. Mr. Ban was given the flag when he visited the site of the destroyed compound during his trip to Haiti on Sunday. The Secretary General and the hundreds of assembled staff and ambassadors paused for a moment of silence at 4:53 p.m., the precise time last Tuesday when the earthquake struck. Then they moved soberly outside into the courtyard for a candlelight vigil, where the UN choir sang under an overcast sky. The United Nations is used to being at the forefront of disasters, but this time they have also been its victims. The UN mission in Haiti, known as MINUSTAH, lost its chief, his deputy, and the acting police commissioner, leaving the mission without its leadership in the immediate aftermath of the quake. Dozens more staff members were buried in the rubble and are still being recovered. Others, especially Haitian staff working for the UN, are dealing with their own destroyed homes and missing or dead relatives. In Haiti, Mr. Ban paid tribute to his UN colleagues.
You have lost treasured colleagues and dear friends. You have suffered yourselves in this gravest single tragedy in UN history. Yet you carry on. You are the best. We do not have to create UN heroes. We have only to look around. There are many heroes. I'm proud to serve with you.
In the midst of its own tragedy, the United Nations is working around the clock to coordinate a massive relief effort. The organization says one in three Haitians requires assistance, and it is trying to remove logistical obstacles that are preventing the smooth flow of aid to them. To that end, the Security Council has authorized an additional 3,500 peacekeepers and police to reinforce the Haitian mission and help with the relief effort. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.